Well, I'm amongst greatness. When you talk about Bass Fan Radio, a lot of times I don't get to do that, but today with me is Mark Zona. And Z, I got to tell you, man, you're doing great work there at Bassmaster Television Show and got a new program coming up here pretty quick.
Terry, I've missed talking to you. It's been quite some time, back since the loudmouth days.
Well, that was a lot of fun, you know. You guys get to give Kumar a bunch of crap, and that's what I usually really enjoy, is I get to do that every day, and you did it for several weeks there.
Well, actually, I went through one whole year with the big guy, and we kept some of the footage that's going to sneak into the new show here in a few weeks. So Jay will be back on. He may not know about it, but there's some stuff that he'll be back.
Z, and I think sometimes, you know, Jay gets kind of misinterpreted. You know, the guy is absolutely a spectacular guy like yourself, and he's a guy that really loves this sport. And, you know, it's funny because I'm watching you and Tommy Sanders interplay on the Bassmaster show, and you can tell you guys are friends and you really enjoy what you do, but you're a natural in doing that. And the audience is seeing that, and that's what I think is very, very important to getting the message across.
Well, I think what more than anything, working with Jay and now working with Tommy, I mean, Tommy, I don't care what anybody says, and you know this, and the people that listen to your radio show know this, Tommy is beyond a professional. You know, that guy's the Kevin Van Damme of commentating. You're in awe when he's working. And the one thing I've learned more than anything, I think, over the last 3 years about working in TV is, dude, you got to be yourself. Just who you are off the air, that's the person you need to be, because I don't care what anybody says, the bass fishing community, if you get on there and you're a fake and you're a phony, you know, they'll see through you in seconds. And if you go on there and give your thoughts and hopefully it's an educated thought and somewhere have fun in it, because in the grand scheme of things, we're still talking about fishing. And it comes down to having a great time. And I think if you, there's one thing I can say over the past few years is being yourself has been, you know, the number one thing.
Well, you know, Z, I do college and high school sports. You know, I get to do a little color in those games and stuff. And I can remember way back when, about 15, 18 years ago, I was doing it, and I was trying to be like Pat Summerall, you know. And the guy that was with me said, Brownie, man, we hired you because we wanted you to be you. And that's what you're saying here. And it really equates to, it's entertainment. It's what, it, you know, people are wanting to hear what you're going to say next. You know, Tommy, as you mentioned, is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, too. And then the Bassmasters, the whole elite program now is going so well. Grand Lake, you just finished up, and Kevin Van Damme, of course, won that thing, and as usual, I mean, he just keeps winning, you know, and one of those kinds of things, but you have to make that entertaining after the fact.
Well, you know, here's the amazing thing about doing the Bassmaster show, Terry, is that's a big project, and, you know, Tommy gets a lot of love, and I get a lot of love for doing that show, but it really comes down to the unsung hero, in my opinion, the two unsung heroes, in my opinion, is the producers and the cameramen that actually have to put that together in a matter of a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about that concept, that's like a backlash in a reel, and you're picking it out, and here comes another backlash. It really is. And you know, Tommy and I just get on there and really try to tell the story that just happened a couple days ago.
Well, and people don't understand. You're out on the water. You're watching these guys fish. You're talking to them. You're doing all those kind of things. And really, that's part of the story as well. And that's what makes it entertaining.
Well, I think to do a 1 hour show, you have to be out there and see exactly what the winners went through, and to know where they called audibles at the line. You know, because you know. Guaranteed, you know this as well as any other tournament fisherman, Terry. There are turning points in an event, and we try to grab those little turning points and bring them into the show so people at home that were not at the event can experience that.
Well, I'm going to shift gears with you here a little bit. We're going to talk about turning points, all right? Wasn't too long ago, more boats in Michigan, there was a guy that was selling boats, and then all of a sudden Loudmouth came along. And people go, this guy's a natural. He's really, really good. Well, now the world's greatest television bass fishing show is coming on the air, and guess who's doing it? Z,
yeah.
You're doing it, man. That's got to be neat.
Boy, that title doesn't roll off the tongue real easy, does it?
I think it's great. Give it to us the way you would say it. Tell me how you'd say that.
Welcome to the world's greatest fishing show.
There it is.
And Terry, you have to laugh at that.
Tongue
for the simple fact, and I've told you this off the air, I'm not the world's greatest host. I'm by far not the world's greatest fisherman yet. Somehow I have the world's greatest fishing show.
Well, I got to tell you though, I'm going to give you a little kudo here, because I think that, you know, there's a lot of people can talk fishing. I, you know, I get to talk about it all the time. I only get to go when I get a chance to, but there's guys that can catch them and guys that can't, and guys can talk about it. And I run into these guys tournament fishing all the time. A lot of guys just want to go out and be away from their wives for a while, but you can catch them. You know, that's the neat part about this. And you're on your show, you're going to catch them.
Well, yeah, there are some, we do have a few smash fests on the show. You know, we went to a few smallmouth places that are close to my heart, whether they were in Michigan or New York. And I mean, we hammered them. And, you know, I think the title kind of says it, man. You know, don't take yourself too serious. And more than anything, you know, go out and have an awesome time. And here's the one thing about the show, Terry, that I want to say, is when they came to me and talked to me, ESPN came to me and talked to me about the show, there was two things that I wanted desperately for this show not have in it, for that matter. And those two things are, I did not want it to be an infomercial. I'm not into that. I don't like watching that. And that's no offense to anybody else, man, who does a fishing show. But the other thing was, I wanted to go to lakes where if there's a guy at home and he's got a kid or he's got a girlfriend or a wife and he sees this show, he can hook the bass boat up and go there. And those were my two main goals in this show. That it, you know, wasn't constantly plug-in product, and that we can all go fishing there if we got a weekend off. And the third, you know, there was the third thing, and this has kind of transpired, is I wanted to show days that on camera that are bad. You know, when you said, you know, when I was selling boats or fishing tournaments like you do all the time, or some of the folks that listen to your radio show, inevitably you work Monday to Friday, and when Saturday hits, the sky's cut loose and the weather is horrible. and Terry, I wanted to somehow capture that, where, hey, we're still gonna, even if the fishing sucks, we're gonna make a show. And I really think we've done that.
Well, you know, the fishing part's fun. That's the part that's neat. But the catching part is what I really like the best. You know, it is a thrill when you have a good fish on the line and you're bringing him into the boat, and in particular if you're fishing a tournament. But it's really fun when you can show other people and they can feel that same excitement, you know.
Exactly.
That's going to be something I think you're really going to be able to convey. And the other thing I want to get is I want to make sure I get all the blooper footage. Because I think that's going to be pretty good.
Well, some of it's going to have to be censored down a little bit. There's a lot of Christmas DVD videos that we'll keep within the office that are a little... there's been a few very awkward moments. But more than anything, this is interesting, because we've kind of taped the show in between doing the Bassmaster Elite Series. And there's definitely been some ups and downs that were not, you know, you schedule places to go that you think are going to be the most opportune time. I remember one shoot we did at Lake Murray. They were having a real warm spring, you know, and the fish were spawning good. And naturally, we showed up and the highs were like 29 degrees. And really, I looked at the camera crew and I said, no, we are going to do this. Because, for the only simple fact, everybody else in the country's got to do it. We're going to do it and we're going to air it.
It's very, very neat, number one, you know, Mark, and people think, you know, I mean, we're friends and stuff, and this isn't a smoozing type operation. We're friends. We know each other very well. This is going to be a great show. You do great work. You know, you and Tommy have got a great program. The Elite Series is going very, very well. It's good to see Bass, you know, reorganize and get stuff down there with Tommy Ricks. I think he's doing a great job, and it's neat to see, you know, these leagues and the FLW, that's where you fished, and it's doing well. Bass fishing's growing, and it's going to be a lot of fun here in upcoming months.
You know, it's weird, because you really look at the last 5 years of fishing, it's had a lot of different faces on it. You know what I mean? Some good, some bad, but more than anything, it's becoming what I've always said, is people said, oh, it's the next NASCAR. Oh, it's the next golf. Fishing needs to be exactly what it is and have its own identity, and I think slowly it's coming together and having its own identity. And it's none of those sports. It's its own entity, man. And you know, once you're involved in it, it's the only sport, you know, to people like me and to people like you. But it has to stay its own sport and not try to mimic another one.
Well, no doubt about it. Hey, I appreciate you being with us at Bass Fan. I'm going to go on record here to say one other thing. You and I are going to be back on the air here. We're going to do a podcast, and one of the things we're going to talk about is KVD. But I'm going to go on record. I'm going to be the guy that says this first. All right. Everybody wants to say that Kevin is Tiger Woods. I'm going on way out on a limb. He's Michael Jordan, man. That's just all there is to it. Z, you got to agree with me on that, and there's no question about it. This guy's phenomenal, isn't he?
Well, I can't say anything. I'm fortunate enough to get to fish with that guy a lot off the water up at home. And here's the most intelligent thing I can tell you is Jerry McInnes asked me the other day. He said, Zona, what you get to go out with him. Well, what do you think makes him so special? And I'm going to tell you, it's at a point now, the guy's actually getting better, Terry. I mean, and that's scary. He is getting better. It seems tournament to tournament to tournament, and there becomes a point where none of us, you, me, Jay, Tommy, Laney, you cannot even describe how good he is anymore.
Well, we're gonna do this thing in a podcast. You and I are going to get together on that thing, and we're just going to talk about KVD a little bit from your perspective. And I want people to tune in. That's why I'm talking about it here. We're going to tune in and have that done. And I really appreciate it. Z, good luck with the television show. Great job with the Elite Series stuff that you're doing in the Bassmaster television show. And thanks for being with us at Bass Fan Radio.
Terry, always, thanks for having me.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.